Welcome to today's public affairs program on KNDY. Joined today with Lisa Mosier, Kansas representative for our area. Lisa, again, thank you for joining me here today on the program. I know we have some topics we want to get into, but I think first we want to delve into a tax bill that you are working on or you know, leaning towards here in the summer.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you. The first thing, yes, that's most important right now is tax relief for all Kansans. What we put forward, Senate Bill 37, had strong bipartisan support, and we'll have to go back for a special session because the governor did veto this bill. But a little bit about what it entails, it includes exempting Social Security income from taxing. It will eliminate the state sales tax on food on July 1st. Currently, that goes till the end of 2024, and it also will provide property relief. Currently, you pay property tax on your home starting at $42,000, but this will raise that to $100,000 before you start paying property tax on your homes. So there is significant tax relief in this bill, and I'm hopeful that when we do return to Topeka, that we can come together for a plan that helps all Kansans, because the state does have a almost $4 billion surplus right now, and people just need some tax relief. So that is my hope when we go back to Topeka.
A big topic of conversation is always agriculture. There were some big wins for ag in the last session. Why don't you highlight some of those for us, if you could, please, Lisa?
Yes, the first one includes a bill that addresses Farm Animal and Field Crop and Research Facilities Protection Act and brand registration fees. And basically what that does, it prohibits trespassing on animal facilities or field crop research areas and making false statements on an employment application to gain access. It defines trespass, and also included in trespass is it prohibits the operation of low-flying aircraft over those same facilities without any permission. And also, in our ag bundle that happened during the Ag Conference Committee meeting, House Bill 2543 was added, and that will increase the maximum amount that the Kansas Department of Agriculture can charge for brand registration fees. Currently, they can charge up to $55. This legislation will allow them to go to 100, but not necessarily to that amount right away. And these funds will help the KDA carry out the brand program more effectively.
There are, of course, a lot of bills and topics that you cover while in session. Not enough time to get them all here today, Lisa, but are there a few we want to highlight here before I do let you go?
During this session, we fully funded education with adding an additional $75 million for special education. There were four life-affirming bills that got passed. We created the crime of coercion to obtain an abortion. We passed tax credits for families that are wanting to adopt, and also for donors who are wanting to donate funds to pregnancy resource centers. We renewed a $2 million funding for pregnancy resource centers and maternity homes across the state through the Pregnancy Compassion Awareness Program. And we also passed a bill that puts more transparency when it comes to abortion reporting so that there's a higher quality of information.
Now, as we wrap up our conversation here today, Lisa, final thoughts on the last session. What are you looking forward to going forward? And then if anyone would like to reach out in terms of a question, problem, or concern, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
It was a very busy session. Like I said, I'm hopeful that we can go back during the special session now and get tax relief for everyone. The best way to do it is my email. My state email address is lisa@house.ks.gov.
Again, joined by Kansas Representative Lisa Mosier on our public affairs program on KNDY Radio today. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been your host, Max Blasky. We look forward to seeing you again next week.